David Icke, good to have you on with us, sir.
David, that's
a good place to start. Why are they now having to reveal more than they ever revealed before at such an accelerated rate?
Well, I think it's something I've been talking about for a long time, which is when something's remained hidden, but wishes to bring about a certain restructuring of society, a restructuring that we can see, touch, and taste, there is obviously a point, a window of time, when all that's remained hidden starts to hit the surface because it's being put into place in front of our eyes. It's restructuring society. So this has been going on for a very, very long time, manipulating behind the scenes to bring about this restructuring, and now it's manifesting. Since 9/11, of course, it has expanded and advanced very rapidly. And now they're looking in the next few years to put this world, global, fascist, Orwellian state into place. And therefore, as they reach that stage in their journey, we have to see it. And we are seeing this. And this is not why now, what you and me have been talking about all these years, and other people too, is no longer sometime, never, somewhere over some dark rainbow. Watch out, this is coming if we're not careful. This is here. Big Brother is in our face because it's reaching the point in its time scale where it wishes to introduce what it's been working towards for so long.
That's right. Now, David, you've got a powerful telephone. Can you back off that thing for us?
Okay, I'll do it.
Go ahead and talk again. That's better.
Okay.
We might have to switch phones later. I apologize. It's just really distorting because your voice is strong. I totally agree with you. I mean, they've got the bills introduced for a draft. They're announcing they want a draft, but then when we criticize it, they say it doesn't exist. That tactic of doublethink, where they announce it, then when we criticize it, we're crazy and it doesn't exist. How do you counter that?
Well, we are at this strange fork in the road, Alex, where people are now being given a very blatant choice which road they want to take, because it's becoming so blatant that people like you and me, as I say, who've been saying these things are coming, are now having an ever greater credibility because those things are here. And so people are now at a point where they cannot hide from this anymore. They can't say, oh, that's just a theory. They can't say, oh, no, the Bilderberg group, that's just some ideas and theory. I love this genetic problem that so many humans seem to have. They cannot put the word conspiracy out on its own. They have to follow it with theory. The two have to go together. You're just a conspiracy theorist. Well, when you talk about the power of the Skull and Bone Society over the years, and then you find that the two candidates for the coming election are both initiates of a secret society that has relatively a tiny membership compared with the 270, 80 million people in America, a country which we're told anyone can become president in, and yet this small elite secret society has produced both candidates. When you see the basic freedoms being taken away in America and my own country too, when you see the legislation for the draft is there, and of course not only the legislation for the draft, but the clear necessity of it. When you look at the agenda outlined by the Project for the Euro-American Century, the creators and authors of which have run the Bush administration since it came to power, it talks about the need to have America fight and win simultaneous major theaters of war as a core mission. It's very clear there are not enough people in uniform voluntarily to carry that out. So what does that lead us to understand? They're going to have to introduce the draft. Never mind the legislation there to be seen. That's an obvious follow-on from following that agenda. They're going to need people forcibly in the military. So when you've got all these things happening now, and it's much easier, I've found it in my own experience, to get people to see what's going on, because you can point it out happening in front of their eyes, which is why this window of time we're in now is absolutely crucial to stopping the doors being closed on freedom, because people can now see it happening in front of their eyes. And my own experience is that the number of people waking up is vastly increasing. I've spoken in Los Angeles the last time I spoke in Los Angeles, I think it was about 500 people there maximum, maybe less, a few years ago now. 2 weeks ago, there were nearly 3,000. And they came from all walks of life. And what was what's really, really encouraging, you'll have found this too, Alex, is when you put people who have had no background of researching this in front of this information, and it's presented in a logical way where A leads to B leads to C, you can see their minds open. And there's a number of people, a significant number of people in Los Angeles who knew nothing of this, who've been brought by people who've been researching it and just said, just watch it. And they've had an amazing effect on them. So the only thing that's stopping us being even more successful in bringing this agenda down is the opportunity to get this information in front of people. And I have to say, I'm really glad that Michael Moore movie's out there, because it is showing large numbers of people that they're being lied to on one level. But I have to say, you know, and having been involved in this all these years, it did depress me a little bit that such a massive opportunity was lost in getting over what's really happening.
Yeah, he only gives
this stuff, because I've seen that if people are put in front of it and it's done in a logical, coordinated way, that the world suddenly makes sense to people as it never has before.
Well, David, look, I agree with you, and I tell this story every week because it's the best news I have from the front lines of the information war. I've done over 1,600 radio interviews since September 11th. I would imagine you've done hundreds or even thousands as well. I'm not sure. But I do three, four interviews a day most days. And 5-6 years ago, half the callers to shows disagreed with me to my own show. But on my own broadcast, but not just my own broadcast, on other liberal, conservative, Christian, libertarian shows, we'll go 2 hours and maybe one person calls in that disagrees out of 30 callers, and they're incoherent and hateful. So I've seen a total shift. I don't mean a partial shift, a total shift, and that's got to be panicking the globalists, but that means that even if their plan's behind schedule and they've got problems, I now see them pulling out all the stops, trying to rampage, accelerate their program. The consequences be damned, as they say, into this new world order, which is you know, dangerous for globalists and for those of us fighting them. So let me ask you, what do you see them doing in the next 5 months? What do you see unfolding?
Well, first of all, I completely agree with you, both in terms of the awakening. My experience in radio shows has been the same. When I started talking about this in the early mid-90s, crikey, the abuse you used to get on radio stations, you know, you're mad, you're an idiot, you're just a, you know, an anarchist and all this stuff. And now that has dramatically changed because people, you know, are looking at their own experience. It's becoming obvious. But in terms of the awakening starting to panic these people, that's absolutely right. I feel a sense of panic, a sense of we must get this through, we must get this structure in place, because otherwise we're going to run out of time because these people are waking up. And I do feel that a lot of the stuff that's happening now is coming from a position of panic and desperation, which means they're going to make mistakes. And they're making a heck of a lot of mistakes. I mean, people are only going to look into the official story of 9/11 on a really basic level to see that it's an insult to the intelligence.
Their official story is impossible, and we've proven every step of their official story to be a fraud. There isn't a jury that was honest when presented with our evidence that would not convict the military-industrial complex of carrying out 9/11.
Agreed. And you can corner a rat, and that's when a rat will panic and it will flash out at you. And in terms of this Illuminati agenda, I can see panic measures, atrocities to be blamed on terrorist groups, which are, at the very least are nothing like as massive and organized as they're claimed to be. When you hear things like we want to suspend the election if there is a terrorist attack, you have people like Tommy Franks, of course, a Bush family friend who was heavily involved in the invasion of Iraq, who said publicly a few months ago that if ever there was a chemical biological attack on America, there would have to be military government to cope with it. So clearly this problem reaction solution technique that they use is going to be used with serious consequences in the months ahead, because if they don't try to panic people out of their present and increasing skepticism with the those in authority, then their whole agenda is going to collapse. We have a situation now in America where more and more people are beginning to open their minds to the Bush administration. It's I mean, you know when it's lying, because its lips are moving. And somehow we have this big thing in Iraq with all these soldiers dying and civilians dying and all this stuff. And to be fair, Michael Moore's movie has brought that to more to public attention, the consequences of that war. And so unless they come up with more versions of 9/11 to try to change public opinion in favor of we must do something about terrorism, then this whole agenda is going to stop because of skepticism. And of course in Britain, well, crikey, try to find someone in Britain now that believes a word that Tony Blair says. So Blair has the same problem. How do we move this agenda on when my lies have been exposed, when we have all this grotesque trouble in Iraq? How do we move it on? How do we go for Iran? How do we go for Saudi Arabia? How do we go for these other people? And it's going to be the old fallback position that they've used for literally thousands of years.
Well, I agree with you, David.
Defense, which you blame on the enemy, and then you attack the enemy that you've convinced people is responsible.
Now, David, when we get back, I want to talk about something, though. They can steal the election with their CIA voting machines. They've got both the candidates control. Why would they want to then openly suspend it? And the answer is to train us that martial law and suspension of elections is a normal event. This is going to be the cover for martial law if they decide to activate this. And now it's not Alex Jones or David Icke saying they're going to have terror attacks and suspend the election. Now they're openly saying it, David.
It's a mind game, Alex, as we know. You can't control the people through physical means. You control some of the people through physical means. You can't control billions. You have to do it by manipulating them to believe, accept, and see the world in the way you want them to see it.
That's it. Stay there. We got a break. We'll be back with David Icke. I'm Alex Jones. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns,
the
burns.
The truth hurts, my friends, but it's a lot worse to not know the truth and stumble into these pitfalls. If you love your family, if you care about yourself, you'll research history and see that tyranny, abuse, torture, power-mad megalomaniacs are the norm, freedom is the exception, and the prison is your own mind. And if we don't wake up to this horror, it's over. I mean, we have the official U.S. government plans to carry out 9/11, Operation Northwoods. They explain why they want to remote-control jets and crash them and blame it on foreign enemies, to bomb D.C., to kill Marines and blame it on foreign enemies. And then we have all the evidence of 9/11 in my film and in David Icke's great book, 9/11, the Alice, you know, in Wonderland, attack on the World Trade Centers. I mean, this is the reality. And their story has been proven to be a fraud, and it just takes you having the courage to face it. And because, see, 9/11, it doesn't stop with 9/11. 9/11 is just a primer. Each attack gets bigger. They plan attacks now in their own think tanks. They're saying millions of dead. Everyone with a national ID card, everyone with a microchip, neighborhood watch, searching your home, millions of us in a national draft. You're